KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock here this morning, we have 28 degrees under mostly clear skies. We look for sunny skies here today with southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour and a high of 50. Tonight, fair to partly cloudy, light southerly winds and a low of 32. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news here on KJAN. The news is being brought to you here this hour by Cass County Memorial Hospital, Cass County Health Systems in Atlantic. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Villisca man on Friday night. At 11:59 p.m., Damon Carl Stacy of Villisca was arrested for OWI first offense and driving while suspended with nine withdrawals in effect. The arrest occurred at the intersection of 155th Street and V Avenue east of Morton Mills. Stacy was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests here within the past couple of days. On a Thursday at approximately 11:30 a.m., deputies with the Adams County Sheriff's Office served two arrest warrants on inmate Alan Scott Long. Long was additionally charged with sexual abuse third degree and assault while participating in a felony. His bond was set at $10,000 cash or surety. And on Friday at approximately 1:50 a.m., Jolene Mary Most turned herself into the Adams County Sheriff's Office. Most had an outstanding warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of possession of a controlled substance. And on Friday at 9:28 a.m., deputies with the Adams County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop on Sycamore Avenue near the intersection with 250th Street. During the course of the traffic stop, canine Baxo was deployed and gave a positive alert to the odor of narcotics. Upon further investigation, Charlie Harper, Luther Stopp Jr., and Hunter Soap, all from Oklahoma, were placed under arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia. Two methamphetamine pipes, a marijuana pipe, and marijuana grinder were located in the vehicle. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
From coughs and colds to managing chronic conditions, the Atlantic Medical Center is here to help you throughout your life. Our healthcare team includes board-certified doctors, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants who are ready to care for you and your loved ones. We're open 6 days a week, and we offer early morning, evening, and Saturday hours, too. And for everyone outside of Atlantic, our team provides care at our clinics in Anita, Griswold, and Messina. Whether you need to schedule a well child exam or you're feeling under the weather, call us at 712-243-2850 to make an appointment. The Atlantic Medical Center is proud to be part of Cass County Health System, where we are neighbors, caring for neighbors.
In other area news, police in Creston say a Lennox man was arrested Thursday evening on charges of harassment in the third degree and witness tampering. 48-year-old Michael Fry was taken into custody at the Creston McDonald's store at around 6:45 p.m. and was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,300 bond. And 23-year-old Paige Hedgepath of Creston was arrested at the Creston McDonald's at around 9:05 p.m. Thursday for public intoxication. She was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $300 bond. Authorities said also a man living in the 400 block of New York Avenue in Creston reported Thursday night that someone broke into his home, went through the house, and stole a bottle of alcohol. The amount of water being released into the lower Missouri River is being reduced ahead of winter, so flooded areas along the river will see some relief. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the amount of water being released from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border has been reduced to 57,000 cubic feet per second, and it will be cut further to about 27,000 cubic feet per second by mid-December. The reductions will allow the river to fall below flood stage in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri by the end of this month. The Supreme Court is preventing the Trump administration from restarting federal executions next week after a 16-year break. The court on Friday denied the administration's plea to undo a lower court ruling in favor of inmates who have been given execution dates. The first of those had been scheduled for Monday, with a second set for Friday. Two more inmates had been given execution dates in January. Attorney General William Barr announced during the summer that federal executions would resume using a single drug, pentobarbital, and to put inmates to death. Officials with the Iowa DCI said on Friday that Wednesday, December 4th, Chad Allen Wessels was arrested in Rock Rapids for first-degree theft, a Class C felony. Wessels was the George Emergency Medical Services treasurer from February 2014 to September of 2019. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation was contacted in September of 2019 due to concerns about the possibility of missing funds from their organization. The ensuing investigation identified approximately $18,000 in unauthorized checks written to Chad Wessels during his time as treasurer. It's also estimated that Wessels took approximately $8,000 in cash donations. Wessels is currently out on bond from the Lyon County Jail. Police in Iowa say a Des Moines man's decision to drag race on Interstate 235 led to a crash that killed the other driver. The Des Moines Register reports that police charged 23-year-old Devin Russell Smith with vehicular homicide on Thursday. The charge stems from a November 8th crash that killed 22-year-old Demetrius Galvin, also of Des Moines. Police say Galvin and Smith entered the interstate from a ramp at the same time and began racing, reaching speeds of 100 miles per hour before Galvin crashed. Galvin was thrown from the car and died at the scene. Police say a man has been charged with first-degree murder in a deadly Des Moines shooting. Police say in a news release that 39-year-old Wayne Jimmerby of Des Moines was arrested on Thursday and charged with first-degree murder and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Police believe that Jimmerby shot and killed 29-year-old Carlos Goldman Jr. Goldman was found Monday afternoon with a gunshot wound inside a pickup truck. He was taken to a local hospital where he died a short time later. And the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs on Friday announced it has awarded $90,000 to 10 Iowa communities for historic preservation projects. The department awarded $90,000 through its Certified Local Government Program for Historic Preservation, which encourages governmental partnerships, provides training and technical assistance, and supports preservation of historic resources at the local level. Local recipients included the Council Bluffs Historic Preservation Commission for their Preserve Iowa Summit coming up in 2021. They received $12,500 as the City of Council Bluffs will host the 2021 Preserve Iowa Summit to showcase the city's history and preservation accomplishments to other preservationists from across the state. Also, the Creston Historic Preservation Commission in Union County received $13,439 for an intensive survey of their downtown in Creston. The commission will hire a qualified historian or architectural historian to complete that intensive survey. And the Manning Historic Preservation Commission in Carroll County received $13,500 for the Schmidt Building Rehab and Adaptive Use Plan. The project will entail a physical assessment and concept level feasibility plan for the rehab of 507 Main Street, a historic cornerstone building. That State Historic Preservation Office is overseen by the State Historical Society of Iowa, a division of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. More information can be found online at iowaculture.gov or by calling 515-281-5111. A settlement between the state of Iowa and three of its Department of Revenue workers whose genitals were secretly photographed by a male colleague while they were going to the bathroom won't bring the matter to a close. As files found on the fired employee's work computer show, he may have victimized dozens of other men. A state appeal board voted on Monday to settle the 2017 lawsuit brought by Daniel Wagner, Lloyd Lofton, and Joshua Bates for $900,000. The men, who will each pocket $185,290, said co-worker Kenneth Kerr stalked them at work and that supervisors failed to act when they complained about it. And the public won't have time to scrutinize a 50-year plan to lease the University of Iowa's utilities system to a for-profit operator before its governing board votes on Tuesday. The university hasn't released the names of the two companies that formed the winning bid or the size of the lump sum payment they'll make under the deal. Iowa Board of Regents spokesman Josh Lehman said those details will be released at Tuesday's meeting, which has been called to consider approving the transaction. The transaction could be lucrative for the investors. Over 50 years, the university projects that payments to the private operator could exceed $6.8 billion. And taking a look at world news headlines here this hour, the U.S. and Iran have conducted a prisoner exchange. The trade Saturday involves Chinese-American graduate student Jiyu Wang and Iranian scientist Masoud Soleimani. Iran's foreign minister first announced the swap on Twitter. President Trump shortly after acknowledged that Wang was free in a statement from the White House saying he is returning to the United States. Iran has detained dual Iranian nationals and those with Western ties in the past to be used as bargaining chips amid heightened tensions over its collapsing nuclear deal with world powers and other sanctions. U.S. peace envoy Zalmay Khalilzad is held on Saturday the first official talks with Afghanistan's Taliban since President Donald Trump declared a near-certain peace deal with the insurgents dead in September. A U.S. statement said talks will initially focus on getting a Taliban promise to reduce violence with a permanent ceasefire being the eventual goal. Khalilzad has spoken about including negotiations all sides in the conflict, and Taliban have so far refused direct talks with the Afghan government. U.S. officials say Russia's foreign minister will visit Washington next week for talks with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Sergey Lavrov's trip on Tuesday will be his first to the Capitol since a 2017 visit that came after President Donald Trump fired former FBI Director James Comey. It comes as Ukraine-related impeachment proceedings, in which Russia has been a major topic, pick up steam in the House. It will also come a day after the release of a Justice Department Inspector General report on the origins of the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Ukraine's new president says he believes a planned international summit will help achieve a lasting ceasefire in the country's separatist conflict. He said ahead of talks with the leaders of Russia, France, and Germany in Paris on Monday that he also expects to negotiate a deal to exchange all prisoners. More than 14,000 people have died in fighting between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatist rebels since the conflict erupted in 2014. Ukraine and Russia struck a prisoner exchange deal in September and agreed on a troop pullback from two locations in eastern Ukraine as part of efforts to pave the way for the Paris talks. And California Congressman Duncan Hunter says he will resign after the holidays following his guilty plea to illegally using campaign money for personal expenses. The California Republican made the announcement Friday in a two-sentence statement. It doesn't provide a specific date for his resignation. Hunter says it was an honor to serve the San Diego area district for 11 years. Hunter pled guilty Tuesday to a single charge of conspiring with his wife to use at least $150,000 in campaign funds for things like family vacations to Italy and Hawaii and private school tuition. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. News time is 8:12.
From coughs and colds to managing chronic conditions, the Atlantic Medical Center is here to help you throughout your life. Our healthcare team includes board-certified doctors, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants who are ready to care for you and your loved ones. We're open 6 days a week, and we offer early morning, evening, and Saturday hours too. And for everyone outside of Atlantic, our team provides care at our clinics in Anita, Griswold, and Messina. Whether you need to schedule a well child exam or you're feeling under the weather, call us at 712-243-2850 to make an appointment. The Atlantic Medical Center is proud to be part of Cass County Health System, where we are neighbors, caring for neighbors.
In your funeral announcements here this morning, August Gus Gross, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Gus Gross will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Christine Eustace, age 69, of Johnston, died November 27th at Hospice House in Johnston. Funeral services for Christine Eustace will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel has the arrangements. Kelly Dean Paulson, age 52, of Exira, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital in Audubon. Funeral services for Kelly Dean Paulson will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Diane Anderson, age 80, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Diane Anderson will be held on Saturday, December 14th at 2 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Sandra Sue Warden, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died December 4th. A celebration of life visitation and luncheon for Sandra Warden will be held at the Guthrie Activities Center at 2 p.m. on December 15th. And Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Marilyn Jacobson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Marilyn Jacobson will be held on December 16th at 10:30 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has the arrangements. And Mary Louise Muller, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Lyman, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. No services for Mary Louise Muller are scheduled at this time. A private interment will take place at a later date at St. John's Cemetery near Lyman. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a look at the latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN News, brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.